November 30th, The Wrong Glorification. Have you heard stories about the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression? Prohibition was in full swing, and for many, bootlegging was a primary occupation. Organized crime was paramount, and con men stood on every street corner, ready to sell you their latest trick. It was certainly a time of desperation and corruption. Yet movies often portray this lawless world as glamorous and enthralling. Evil and misguided characters are sometimes made out to be heroes. But outside of a film script, how often do we possess this same outlook toward sin? Today we'll meet Doc, a man who romanticized the rebellious life until he realized how depraved it really is. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
When I was 4 years old, my brother accidentally shot me in the eye with a BB gun, and we lied to Mom so she wouldn't take our guns away. Well, she didn't discover I was blind in that eye until a year later. Then she took the guns away. I always wanted to be a gangster, like my grandfather, so I started smoking at 6. Mom couldn't make me stop in spite of beating me with a buggy whip. Even so, she and I had a special relationship. God spared my life many times, from a rattlesnake bite when I was 14, and from several car wrecks that could have killed me. Drugs and alcohol added to my undoing. When I was 16, Mom and my younger brother were killed in a car wreck, turning my heart to stone. After I managed to graduate, I smuggled drugs from Mexico, becoming a full-time bandit. I had several shootouts with U.S. and Mexican feds. Finally, they captured us and tried to beat me into a false confession. When I learned that my brother had betrayed me, I vowed to kill him. I spent years in Mexican prisons, sliding into depravity. I stabbed many men and almost died myself from stabbings. And then I shared a jail cell with a man who read the Bible aloud. I began talking with God, bargaining, really. He's a gracious God who heard my prayers, and I finally bowed my knee and heart to receive his mercy and forgiveness. I'm Doc Beckett, and after spending half my life in prison, I'm now free and serving Jesus, who died for my sins and lives today to keep me close to him. Same is true for you. Sin is just not worth it.
The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Friend, it is no coincidence that sowing to the flesh reaps corruption. This act of disobedience toward God separates us from Him and the good things He has for us. Through Christ, we have been given freedom. But when we entertain and even glorify the idea of sin, allowing it to grow more desirable, we are opening the door to sure destruction. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real life stories, and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.